Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hosler. Clancy goes all the way around to score. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and has Bishop trapped. There's the throw to Redfern, who tags Bishop for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Hale moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Hale scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rommel for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser bunts towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Cobb bunts towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Hosler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Miller reaches second base with a double. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosler bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Hostler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hostler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hostler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hostler moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hostler scores. Rommel moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Com reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krause for a passed ball. Fox moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 3 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Johnny Mostill. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Falk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing left field. Alex Metzler now playing center field. George Cox now pitching. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hosler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Hosler moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Hosler moves to third. Rommel moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to home to get Hosler. Rommel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rommel scores. Cobb moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.